Welcome to Bible Strong. I'm pleased that you're making Bible Strong a part of your life. There are many listeners who do not only make Bible Strong a part of their day, but it has become a part of their life. Each day they tune in to be blessed by the Word of God. I appreciate that. I'm going to start us off with a gold nugget that I gave at a church not long ago. It's good enough to repeat here on the broadcast, so give it a listen and be blessed.
I know we want God to change our circumstances a lot of times, and a lot of times He does. He does change our circumstances. When the ship was being tossed on the Sea of Galilee, God stopped the storm. But God don't always stop the storm. You remember in the 27th chapter of Acts, when Paul was in a similar circumstance, and this went on for 14 days and nights. In fact, it was one of those forever storms. Like, will it ever end? Some of you have been in those storms. But Paul, I don't know why he waited 14 days to find a place of prayer. But no matter how long it takes you to find it, find it. And when he got through praying, he stepped on deck and says, "Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. I believe that it's going to be just like He told me." Now, God did not stop the storm. The storm raged on. But for Paul, the storm was over. God didn't stop the storm that was raging outside. God stopped the fear that was raging inside. He can give you peace in the storm. Maybe you are in the midst of one of those forever storms. It just keeps raging, and you're fearful. God can stop the fear. Things may continue as they are, but you can have peace and joy. You can shout down the aisles when everything is going wrong because you believe God. Because you believe God. Paul said, "I believe it's going to be just like He told me." What did He tell you? He says, "Lo, I am with you always." If you believe that, you can have peace.
I hope you enjoyed that gold nugget. I would like for you to call someone else, a friend, a neighbor, call someone you love. Tell them that Bible Strong is on the air. Urge them to log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find lessons there to listen to. You'll find out things about the ministry that you may not have known. You'll find a place to get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. In our lesson today, we're going to meet up with Jethro, the son of a harlot. Did you know that God can use you no matter what your birth circumstances was? God created you for a purpose. So scoot up your chair and lean in. In the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, Paul tells us of many people who did great things through faith. They subdued kingdoms, stopped the mouths of lions. They did great exploits for God. In verse 31, he even mentions the harlot Rahab, that perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. In verse 32, he tells us, "For what should I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah. Jephthah, have you ever had anybody to tell you about Jephthah? Jephthah was not a harlot. He was the son of a harlot. If you'll turn to the 11th chapter of the book of Judges, you will be introduced to Jephthah. Here's what the Bible says about Jephthah. Now Jephthah, the Gideonite, was a mighty man of valor. He was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons. And his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for you are a son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren, and dwelled in the land of Tob. And there was gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And it came to pass, the Bible tells us, that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And the elders of Israel went to fetch Jephthah to be their captain, that they might fight against the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said to them, Did you not hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are you coming to me now when you are in distress? And the elders said to Jephthah, We've turned again to you, that you may go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto them, If you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders said to him, The Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to your words. And the Bible tells us that Jephthah went with them, and the people made him head and captain over them. Jephthah reminded the people, at one time they hated him, was hated by the elders of Israel in prosperous times, but when trouble came, he was discovered to be their best friend. The wise man will endeavor to cultivate the friendship of the good and the great. It's foolish to let a valued friend pass away through neglect or offense. There are few forms of earthly riches than a treasure of friendships. Christ is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, too often neglected in prosperity, but found to be the one most needed in the hour of darkness. The true friend will not refuse help when you're in need. Although he may have been mistreated in the past, Jephthah rebuked the elders of Israel, but he is too noble to refuse to come to their help. True friendship is generous, unselfish, and forgiving. True friendship is more concerned with the welfare of those who it is interested than their own. The patriot will not let his country suffer because he has a personal grudge against the elders. The Christian should learn not to injure the cause of Christ through pride and offense, which the wrong conduct of another person in the church may have caused. To Jephthah, Israel was bigger than the elders of Israel, and we as Christians should always remember that the church is greater than her doctors and ministers. and seek to do no harm to her. Jethro is a type of Christ who does not refuse to help us, though we have rejected him in the past. Aren't you glad that even though there were many times and maybe many years that you rejected him, but oh, my friend, when the Holy Spirit convicted you and you realized that the load you were carrying was too much for you, when the weight of sin burdened you down, drug your life through the mud, and you realized that you needed a friend to help you, and then you realized that the only friend that could help you was Jesus. And when you ask him to help you, to save you, he reached down his hand and lifted you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on a rock to stay. Oh, I'm so glad that he does not hold a grudge against us, that even though I have rejected him in the past, he has come to my aid in time of troubles. And friend, he'll help you. You may have been rejecting him for a long time, and now your soul is troubled. Your soul is weighted down with the guilt of sin. You don't have to live that way. You can come to him. He will help you. He will come to your home. He will deliver you. Just ask him. I'm going to end the lesson right here, but tomorrow I'll be back on the same subject, and we'll be talking more about Jethro, the man of faith, a man that was the son of a harlot. It matters not the circumstances of your birth. God can use those who were never intended to be born. God can use those whose parents never wanted them even. God has created you a unique person. He created you for him and for his purpose. Never forget that. Until the next time, may the grace of God be with you. May his favor shine in your path. May the meditations of my heart and the words of my lips be pleasing unto God, my strength and my salvation. We love you.
Listen each weekday at this time for Bible Strong Radio Ministry. Send correspondence to Bible Strong Radio Ministry, Post Office Box 16512, Bristol, Virginia 24209, or visit BibleStrong316.org.